And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 30th of May, 2010. It was on this day in 1431 that Joan of Arc, about whom eventually 20 films would be made and more than 20,000 books written, was burned at the stake in Rouen, France. It's the birthday of the novelist and physician Abraham Verghese, born in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, 1955, to Indian schoolteachers, the author of two memoirs, My Own Country and The Tennis Partner. His first novel, Cutting for Stone, came out just last year. A novel that begins, "After 8 months spent in the obscurity of our mother's womb, my brother Shiva and I came into the world in the late afternoon of the 20th of September in the year of grace 1954. We took our first breaths at an elevation of 8,000 feet in the thin air of Addis Ababa, capital city of Ethiopia. The miracle of our birth took place in Missing Hospital's Operating Theater 3, the very room where our mother, Sister Mary Joseph Prays, spent most of her working hours and in which she had been most fulfilled. When our mother, a nun of the Diocesan Carmelite Order of Madras, unexpectedly went into labor that September morning, the big rain in Ethiopia had ended, its rattle on the corrugated tin roofs of Missing ceasing abruptly, like a chatterbox cut off in mid-sentence. Here's a poem for today by David Starkey, entitled A Very Rich Old Woman. My sons and grandsons greeted my demise with glee, though they were politic enough to mute it at my memorial. Inside, they bubbled with plans, new Jags, the latest Rolexes. They daydreamed of gorgeous, irresponsible women impossibly contorted on heart-shaped beds. Men's money cravings are different than women's, I know. Secretary to a great man, I married wealthy in my 20s. It was security I wanted, not show. 40 years my senior, a grandfatherly old scamp, he wasn't around for long. As decades passed, I managed my interests well, knew when to get in and out of oil, had a knack for high-tech stocks. I befriended the right people. I listened carefully. When it mattered, I held my tongue. Hoi polloi, expect scandal from the great. So I drank screwdrivers for breakfast, Bloody Marys were my lunch, and by evening, all I needed with my vodka was a twist of lime. I bathed nude on my private beach well into my 70s and seduced the local Monsignor, giving him a new Mercedes every year. None of it clouded my judgment, and though they all said spiteful things behind my back, no one ever returned a penny of the money I spread around like manure at planting time. In accordance with my wishes, they burned me, scattering my ashes from a plain over the ocean. Some of me sank straight to the bottom. Some of me was borne aloft on the breeze, settling on the roof of the university library, which bears my bountiful name. A Very Rich Old Woman, a poem by David Starkey, from his collection A Few Things You Should Know About the Weasel, published by Biblioasis and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.